Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE would be the toll-free number. That is brought to you by SACL CAI that allows you to get on the air with us and talk about whatever's on your mind. Of course, you can also connect with us on Skype. Our username there for you is lrn.fm, so that's another alternative for you to connect with us here. And we're going to have a special guest in the studio with us here momentarily. He has run out to fetch something that will be very much appreciated. So we'll introduce him in just a few moments. But I wanted to start things out here tonight with an update. Apparently, it's already happened again. And when I say it, I'm talking about door-to-door searches. This time, it's in Tennessee. Story is from the Associated Press. It was published yesterday. And their story is as follows. After door-to-door sweeps proved fruitless, law officers urged residents of a small town in Northern California to lock their doors and keep a close eye on streets and yards for a man who stabbed an 8-year-old girl to death in her house.
California or Tennessee?
I'm sorry. I thought it was Tennessee, but it is apparently... it's Tense. Town hunts man who killed girl. Misread that one. The attacker, only described as wearing a black shirt and blue pants, was the subject of a broad search Sunday by the sheriff's departments of Calaveras and surrounding counties, the California Highway Patrol, and the State Department of Justice. Layla Fowler was stabbed to death on Saturday at a home in Valley Springs, according to a coroner. Sheriff's officials say investigators have collected fingerprints and what they believe is DNA from the home. So
what's the point of a house-to-house search if you don't even know who you're looking for?
Well, I think that... let me go on here. Okay. This is way too close to home, said one lady.
It's a horrifying story.
Who took her 13-year-old daughter to an afternoon news conference about the search. She said this kind of thing doesn't happen here. Layla was found by her brother, reported by local media, to be 12 years old after he encountered a male intruder in the home. When the intruder ran away, the boy found his sister stabbed.
How awful.
She was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Authorities spent Saturday night and into Sunday conducting a door-to-door sweep of homes scattered across hilly terrain, checking storage sheds and horse stables, and even searching attics. It's a difficult area to search. It's rural and remote, said the sheriff's captain. Mass notifications alerted residents about the attack and the search for the suspect. A SWAT team showed up at one man's house, Roger Ballou, who's 35, Saturday night, and told him to stay inside. He says, I was working on my tractor and a CHP copter kept flying over my house. It was nerve-wracking, and I didn't sleep well. Investigators on Sunday were interviewing several people, but no suspects had been named. By late afternoon, detectives were checking out tips that had come into the sheriff's office. So, yeah, they really didn't know who they were looking for, but they were doing house-to-house searches anyway.
If somebody was, like, dirty and hiding in an attic, they'd be a pretty obvious suspect.
It's just terrible, said one resident. What I can say about it, it's just a tragedy. The station reported that a neighbor told police a man was running from the girl's home after the attack. Investigators are asking area residents to call authorities if they had any information. Now, they don't go into detail here when they say door-to-door sweeps. But I presume that means the same thing as what we saw in Watertown, Massachusetts, just a couple of weeks ago. And joining us on the third microphone tonight, besides Ian and Mark, we have Pete. Pete Ayer, good evening, sir.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
Yeah, always good to have you here. Pete, of course, is one of the founders of CopBlock.org. Looks like you've been taking on a little bit of sun out there at the Bardo farm.
I have, yeah. It was a good experience.
It's where you've been spending the last, how many weeks now? Two, 3 weeks?
A couple weeks, yep.
You're staying out there, right? Like, you're going to go back?
Yeah, I plan to go back up there in a couple weeks. Bardo Fest is the Memorial Day weekend in May, and so it should be a good crew up there, and there's a lot of doers, so it's cool to see your work.
You're actually back in town here in Keene for court tomorrow morning.
That's right.
But it's good to be able to have you here on Free Talk Live tonight. So, obviously, you must have been observing what was going on in Watertown when that happened. And, I mean, from your perspective, copblock.org, police accountability website that encourages people to record the police, how disappointing was it? Because for me it was pretty disappointing in this town of 35,000 people, which is essentially a suburb of Boston, that not one person appeared to have refused to allow the search. And would you have refused to allow the search? Would you even attempted it?
I definitely, you know, I don't want to let strangers come into my property, especially if they have ulterior motives. You know, I thought the Watertown incident versus, like, a couple weeks before that in New York City when there were some tense situations, when some riot cops were out there, when some residents were upset about what they some people thought were drug profiling arrests occurring, and a number of them went down to a police precinct to voice their discontent, and the police in response came out with riot gear on and things. I mean, some people there were streaming on the ground, and that was very good to see. So mm-hmm. I would, you know, I mean, that's just getting the source out there. But I know in Boston they shut down the cell phone ability to make cell phone calls and things, so I assume...
I don't think that was a true story. Oh, really? That was okay. Reported early on pretty widely by the media, and then later when they actually got a comment from like Sprint and Verizon, their comment was that nothing was ever ordered to shut down. They were never told to shut down. They didn't shut down, but what did happen was people just jammed up the system. Right, okay. It can only handle so many calls at once.
I believe I heard on NPR that they that there were some people, specifically reporters, told to put their phones away at near the scene, essentially because the concern was they could be used for detonators.
Okay.
So that's a sort of a minor shutdown.
Gotcha. I see where you're coming from, but they only told them verbally. And okay,
that's right.
So people didn't refuse to allow the police, and at least we haven't heard that story. And I've asked, you know, I want to know if you've seen this story, any kind of evidence of somebody refusing the police entrance into their home in Watertown. Would love to know more about that. But here we are now, just a couple weeks later, and in the San Francisco area, basically, apparently, they're searching door to door again. And this, you know, Chris Dorner, the former cop that they were looking for in Big Bear Lake, not just a couple months ago, you got that story, now you got Watertown, and now here's another one
right.
where they're going door to door. I mean, this is going to become a trend, isn't it?
Right. Well, you see, one of the precursors for this, even 5-6 years ago in New York and in D.C. and some other towns, the police employees were going door to door asking people for consent to come into their house, but, you know, under the... To supposedly look for drugs and firearms that the residents might not know were there, maybe from their son or daughter
yeah.
or from other people who had lived there. So most people were letting these police employees in without question. And fortunately, Flex Your Rights and some ACLU folks and some other people went out on the street and informed people of their rights in these situations, and they ended up ending the programs. But, I mean, those kind of help set the stage, you know. Even this article that you just read, you know, it concludes with, call the authorities if you see anything. I mean, it's just like, what? How can we have a safe community? That's the ideal, obviously. And obviously, these people in Watertown just want to be safe, and they're caught up probably in some hysteria and fear. But like, to just default to say, oh, only these people have that information, or only they are the people to go to, or only they should be, you know, sought out to dish out justice. I mean, it's a bottleneck. You know, it's a bottleneck. Here in Keene, a couple years ago, there was a robbery happened, and there was a lot of police employees out, and I know if I knew or someone else knew right away, hey, this is the make model of the vehicle, we could have thousands of eyes out on the mm-hmm. lookout right away. Instead, they keep the information close to them, and they might let some of it out at some point. You know, it's this controlled release of information.
Well, and of course, it turned out that it was an individual who was not a police officer who ended up finding out where the guy was. Zokar, I think was his name.
Yeah, in the boat.
Yeah, that so the cops, you know, they came and chalked that one up
right.
to their own efforts. And similarly, if you recall, there was the story in D.C. You might have actually been in the area at the time. I'm not sure. But remember the D.C. sniper story?
Yeah, it was before I got out there.
So that story, if you recall that was also broken by an individual who spotted these characters, and he made the call to the police to let them know where they were. So two of the most kind of terrifying stories of crazed people on the loose, that these huge manhunts that the police had been involved in, both the D.C. sniper and the Watertown situation, neither of those cases were broken by cops.
Right.
For all the effort and the money and the time poured into that, all the press conferences, all the tough talk, none of them were broken by the police. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and now it's happened again. So the question is, when's it going to happen in your neighborhood? You think it's not going to? Do you think you're just going to avoid this? What if it does? And maybe you should think about how you're going to handle it when it does. Take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Roden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dotx.com. Redress equals solution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features, archives included. The archives go way back to late 2006, when arguably I was a completely different person back then. You can go and listen to as many episodes as you would like. Go to freetalklive.com and click and download. In fact, if you would like more than just the Free Talk Live archives, I mean, they're right there at the top of the page, easy to access.
But if you want more than that, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find episodes of Edgington Post interviews, which is the interview series that you do, and at least a weekly basis, sometimes more often than weekly, sometimes a couple times a week.
That's right.
And so those are up there. We'll also post some other audio that you might find interesting over at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and each entry on our SoundCloud has a share button, which makes it very easy for you to share that with your friends or, you know, your favorite social networking site. So once again, go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, grab some archives.
Mother's Day is coming up, gentlemen, and, well, ladies too. Everybody's got a mother, and we've all had situations where, you know, maybe we gave mom a hard time. This is an opportunity to make up for it. Get her a nice Mother's Day gift from proflowers.com. We got a sample vase from proflowers.com this week, and it is beautiful. It's 24 multicolored roses in a colored vase, and it's wonderful. We've got it at our house. Roses.
Will you take a picture of it or something? Because I haven't even seen this.
There's a video up online of me opening it.
Really?
That's right. If you pay attention to our Facebook page, you know.
There's so much stuff that gets posted there, Mark. How could I? I almost think we have too much stuff on that Facebook page.
I can repost the video up today if you like.
Okay, great.
If you'd like that. But anyway, it's a lovely arrangement. And the thing about roses is they go really, really quickly. Not from proflowers.com, because it comes directly from the growers to you. That's the unique selling proposition of proflowers.com, and I think it's an amazing one. Now, you can get this arrangement, the one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99, or double the roses and chocolates in a premium vase for $30, $29.98. It's 50% off. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com. In the upper right-hand corner of the page is a microphone. Click on that microphone, type in FTL right next to it. Type in FTL. It's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in FTL, and order now. This special pricing will expire this week. It's proflowers.com for this great offer.
All right, let's go to the phones here. There's more to say, I think, about the whole idea of house-to-house searches. In fact, even Ron Paul is going to weigh in. And then an interesting poll that is showing that Americans now, and I think this is pretty great news, that Americans now fear the government more than they fear terrorism. Or do I repeat myself? But would love to get into the statistics there. First, let's go to the phones and talk to Lenny, listening in Battle Creek. Lenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, good evening to all. Hey, I want to bring up something that it may just seem like a silly semantic issue at first, but it really is.
That's what we do on Free Talk Live, silly semantic issues.
All right. It's been bothering me for quite a few years now, the words weapon of mass destruction, WMDs. And when I first noticed it, it was like some local guy threw a pipe bomb at his neighbor or whatever, and, you know, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing to do. And, you know, he's charged with deploying a weapon of mass destruction. And now with the Boston bombers, they have been charged with, you know, some permutation, but the word is weapon of mass destruction. So here's why it really bothers me. Like, what is a nuclear device now? A super-duper weapon of mass destruction? And furthermore, the things that, you know, one of the main justifications that we even went into Iraq in the last 14 years here was because we were after weapons of mass destruction. Well, they didn't find any, but now by the new definition and really what people are legally being charged with, there were weapons of mass destruction. And every U.S. soldier that has a hand grenade strapped to him, to use against an enemy is also using a weapon of mass destruction. And this creeping, this change of definition so quickly is really bothering me.
Right. So there's a legal definition of weapon of mass destruction, and there's sort of the popular parlance weapon of mass destruction. And these are two totally different things. The legal definition, these little pressure cooker BB bombs that they had, they're absolutely fit that legal definition of what a weapon of mass destruction is, but it doesn't fit the modern parlance of what it is. And this is, it's a difficulty, is trying to, you know, but to, in your mind, understand what they're saying when they use legalese. If a person throws a weapon of mass destruction, it could be a person with a throwing a suitcase nuke. Or it could be a file folder piece of paper throwing a hand grenade. I mean, this is, none of it makes any sense.
When you say that, you mean that the word person is defined in legalese, can be defined as both a human being and a corporation, which is when we say, when you say file folder, that's what you were referring to, Mark.
Yeah, I guess I should have been more clear.
Yeah, so yeah, I share your concerns, Lenny.
That's a whole other discussion with the definition of a corporation as a, you know, as a living entity. So, all right, well, thanks for letting me
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I can share those concerns. In fact, where do you draw the line? I mean, if you are going to come up with this term, weapon of mass destruction, how much destruction does something need to cause in order for it to be mass destruction?
Right. I mean, I just think it's indicative of, you know, the fear culture that the folks who claim authority over us try to perpetuate their existence on. You know, there's also a new phrase that has become of use lately. I haven't heard of it a couple years ago, but it's coming to the air of the terror of the public. And for example, you know, a lady was out on her lawn in North Carolina, like shooting whatever, something like a BB gun or something, and her neighbor called the police, and they eventually charged with coming to the terror of the public. So it's like this amorphous charge. If you happen to frighten somebody.
Wow.
You know, maybe they don't have complete information. Maybe if the neighbor knew, oh, you're just shooting a BB gun, they would have no concern about it. But instead,
as long as someone feels scared.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a catch-all. And it's, you know, I don't think if the justice system were actually about justice instead of protecting their and forwarding, advancing their self-interest to those involved, then they wouldn't, you know, we would use logical terms. We wouldn't use these vague catchphrases and things.
Well, I mean, obviously, any organization is going to get more power if it has more control over people. And so, therefore, the judicial system, I like to call it the legal system. The legal system has an advantage by, when people are offended, it's, oftentimes you'll have people calling for someone's head. There was the situation of the lady who had to kind of got online and scared the heck out of some girl.
A teenage girl on Facebook or whatever, MySpace.
On Facebook. Said some mean things on like MySpace or Facebook, and the girl ended up committing suicide. And people wanted that lady charged with murder. And I'm not saying I consider this lady to be a wonderful person or anything like that, but there's a difference between people acting sort of, you know, badly within their rights and then violating other people's rights.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls coming up, and then interesting polling numbers show Americans are not falling for it again as far as the government using fear against them. In fact, they're now afraid of the government, not this boogeyman so much called terrorism. Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I'm going to show you how to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come, more about the house-to-house searches that might be freaking Americans out at this point. Even though they are obediently doing what they're told and allowing the police to search, new polling data shows that Americans are getting kind of frustrated with this whole war on terror thing. In fact, they are saying that the government is scarier to them than the terrorism, or the alleged terrorism. So we'll get back into that here. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You want a shot at achieving liberty in your lifetime? You really need to get together with other people who think like you do. At least that's what the three of us in the studio did. We all are participants and early movers in the Free State Project. It's a movement of what is targeted to be 20,000 people. It's currently at over 14,000. 20,000 people who have all pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve as much freedom in our lifetime as possible. And it's already happening with over 1,000 people, actually over 1,100 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And those are like the earliest of early movers. That's only 5% of our eventual goal of getting to 20,000. And already we've stirred up all kinds of press. The Free State Project made the front page of Reason magazine this next, I guess, the May issue. And I saw that article. Somebody scanned it in online, and it's very good. So looking forward to seeing that hit the online versions pretty soon. But we're getting a lot of press, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason why the Liberty media is covering it, and there's a reason why local media across New Hampshire is covering the Free State Project. That's because we're having an impact, and we're already having that impact, and we've barely even gotten the ball rolling. So please go to freestateproject.org, learn more about what's going on, and get signed up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up in what, about a month and a half at this point? I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. Pete, are you going this year?
I am going. I bought my ticket in Bitcoin.
Fantastic. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's going to be a different year for you, though, Pete, because every year prior to this, Marv has been a fixture at Porkfest, and Marv is the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. It's your formerly your RV that you've driven all across the country. You auctioned it off, basically, or raffled it, I guess, rather, last time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Have you heard anything about Marv ever since you, moved it along to its next home?
I've stayed in loose contact with the current owner, David Blizzard. They live in North Georgia, and, they're on board with everything. His website's Five Steps to Anarchy. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so they said actually last year they had planned to go to Porkfest, didn't realize it was so full and busy that mm-hmm. they couldn't get a room at the time. So he did has twice expressed interest in driving Marv up this
awesome.
Year, so we'll see if that happens. I would love to see Marv back up there.
Yeah, it really is a fixture. It's in so many photos of Porkfest, like in every one of these group shots that they yeah. do. They do a group shot every year of literally hundreds and hundreds of people on the hillside at near the pavilion at Porkfest, and Marv's always there in the background. So it'll be cool if they take Marv up all the way from Georgia. Anyway, Porkfest.com, you want to go there because this is the premier liberty-oriented camping event. There is nothing else like it. I mean, if you want to liken it to something, and I hesitate to do this because I've never actually been to the Black Rock Desert, but Burning Man. Some have called the Porcupine Freedom Festival the libertarian Burning Man, basically, or the voluntarist Burning Man. There's all kinds of people there just self-organizing, doing, maybe selling things or trading or making food for people and enjoying each other's company. And it's nowhere near the scope of a Burning Man. I think there's, 30,000 people that come to Burning Man nowadays?
But as I understand, the numbers have tracked along with Burning Man's numbers from sort of year to year from at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Interesting. Right. I'd be interested in seeing those details. But it's a lot of fun. That's first and foremost. But it's also something where you're going to learn something because there's people that are coming to this event who really know their stuff when it comes to liberty. Lou Rockwell is going to be one of the speakers. Dr. Mary Ruart has been brought on board, the author of Healing Our World, which I frequently recommend on these airwaves. She's going to be there. And what David Friedman, I believe, the author of Machinery of Freedom.
That's right.
All kinds of great liberty-oriented names that you normally wouldn't expect to see getting out of a tent in the campsite next to you. And maybe they will, maybe they won't. There is a motel on the property, and there's some hotels down the road too. So if you're not into camping, that's okay. There's always a hotel room for people that want to do that. And plenty of RV spaces, so there's a lot of room. We had over 1,000 people there last year. They say it's tracking for 1,500 maybe this year, so it just keeps getting bigger and more exciting. Please go to porkfest.com and get your pre-ordered tickets in. I believe you can get a discount, and I forget what the day is that expires. I know Mike Vine told us do you recall, Mark, the expiration for the early bird fee?
I'm not entirely sure.
Get it sooner rather than later, because otherwise the price goes up. So we're going to see you there, by the way, Free Talk Live broadcasting live from Porkfest every single night. Let's go to John, listening in Nevada to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I hear you saying that, there wasn't enough there weren't people in Watertown refusing. We just posted up a video to your Facebook page of a house in Watertown where people are being marched out of their house at gunpoint.
Yep.
And I don't see how anybody could mistake this for a consensual action. So what exactly would you want these people to do?
Well, how about say no? Try saying no. Maybe run a video camera while you're saying no.
Here's someone who's videoing this, but, I mean, if you saw a video of a bank robbery, you wouldn't say, well, the person with the gun pointed at them, they didn't say, no, I'm not going to open the vault, or, nobody would mistake this for anything but a crime, you know.
Well, we did see this video. I think we're talking about the same video here. And
it's where the guy's filming from another house, from indoors.
There is some level of ambiguity. When you say they're being marched out, they're coming out, and it's difficult to say exactly why. Why do they have their hands raised, that kind of thing. We just don't know.
Well, there's another person asks a question. The cop yells at him and pushes his hands back in the air and pushes him down the stairs.
That's not the same one I saw.
Well, he marches them along, and then they take them out to the curb with their hands up, and they're doing searches on them out at the curb. And these people obviously aren't Zhakar Tsarnaev.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from.
Sounds to me like this is a video I haven't seen.
I don't feel like, and he said he posted it to our Facebook page. Well, you can go see it is the point I'm making. But you don't know for sure what was going on, right? Is this one of those videos where you can't actually hear what's happening?
You can hear like a level of shouting across the street. You can't necessarily make out exactly what's being said all the time.
Well, there was another photo that I saw of a guy who was walking out of his house with his hands up, and the caption or whatever went along with that photo was basically that this guy, you know, he wanted to make sure that the cops weren't going to... I mean, these guys are amped up. He wanted to... If I were being held at gunpoint by the police, I'd probably put my hands up in the air, too. I mean, those guys are really itchy as far as their trigger finger is concerned, and you don't want them thinking you're going for a gun or you're reaching into your belt.
And I don't see why anyone would misinterpret that as consent on your part. So, I don't see what these people have to do to prove that, you know, that the state's, like, committing a crime against them. It's obvious on its face.
Well, they could come out and say something. We tried to refuse. Here's what happened. Or better yet, have a video camera running when the police are at your door. Record whatever the interactions you have. As long as somebody says no, that would be more than what we've seen so far, which is absolutely nothing. And even if you say no and the cops then threaten you and you feel like, okay, well, I don't want to get shot over this, so whatever. You guys do what you're going to do, but I'm going to keep recording you. I mean, nobody did that.
Okay, well, I heard Mark say last week that he wouldn't let the police search his house if he wasn't present.
That's what he said.
Without him being present during the search. Now, did that mean that Mark would verbally object or that Mark would physically resist?
Well, all you can do is verbally object. I mean, look at, you saw this video. These people have their guns trained, and there's nine of them surrounding the house. What exactly do you expect me to do?
So you wouldn't stop them from searching your house?
I'd take out a video camera and, you know, be prepared. That's all you can do in these circumstances.
Yeah, it's not worth a suicide run. I mean, nobody's saying you should go to the wall and go to the mat and put your life on the line to win this, but... Just you could try saying no, right? Is that too unreasonable? If you got more comments, you can hang on, John. We'll bring you back. Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whoops. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE is the number. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pete.
And Mark.
Pete's joining us from copblock.org. We can talk more about what's going on at Copblock, but Pete doesn't know. He's been living in the woods for the past 2 weeks. And that's okay, because it's a decentralized website, so there's other people that can handle matters if Pete is away. It's certainly a labor of love for him, I think, to some extent, but there's a lot of good people behind copblock.org and a lot of different Copblock groups all across the country doing a variety of different things. So, again, our number here, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. So, I want to tell you about the Bitcoin Store. Go to bitcoinstore.com. You've got bitcoins. Now you want to buy things? Well, you finally have the opportunity at bitcoinstore.com from more than 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment and available to you at a 0% markup. The people running bitcoinstore.com are doing it as a proof of concept thing. Like, hey, you can buy things with Bitcoin. This isn't some kind of game, as some of the critics have called Bitcoin. This isn't some little thing that's just, oh, cute, look at the internet people with their digital currency. No, this is real. You actually get to buy things that are useful, consumer electronics, computer parts. Go to bitcoinstore.com and you'll save money because of the 0% markup, and it's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. Plus, what you buy, you can ship wherever you want. It doesn't matter. They don't care who you are at bitcoinstore.com. They don't require any identification, any kind of address checking, or anything like that. You just give them bitcoins, and they'll send your product wherever you want it to be sent to whatever name you want it to be sent to. So go to bitcoinstore.com, and you get free shipping if you order over $100 worth of items. And if it's less than $100 worth, then it's still a $5 flat rate shipping fee, which is a great deal. So across the board, you're going to get great deals. Bitcoinstore.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. The guy from Nevada had dropped off the line here.
John.
He was talking about this video that I guess somebody had posted to our Facebook page.
Lynette Warren.
A few moments ago, so if you want to see it for yourself. It's the
I'm trying
video
to share it as Free Talk Live, but Facebook is being cantankerous.
It's the same video I saw previously. It's the guy inside his house across the street who's recording from inside his house out, and he's recording what's going on, and there appears to be a fair amount of people, maybe six people at least, that are taken out one person at a time from this home, and they all have their hands up behind their heads and are being walked out. They are frisked as they're walked out.
They're not even walked out to their yard. They're like run down the street with their hands over their head. It's a very strange situation. This is not the video that I've seen, and I don't know how you can look at this and interpret it in any way other than this isn't consent. I don't know how anyone can.
Well, again, to use the term consent here is awkward, because when you've got nine men standing out your front door pointing guns at you, it's not going to feel like consent when they ask you if they can search. Or in a lot of these cases, as at least one of the stories we were told, is the cops just pointed at somebody and pointed downwards and didn't even ask them if they could do anything. They just presumed that they were going to be allowed in. And in most cases, that was probably a safe presumption for the police. Most people were allowing them in. The cops show up at people's door. They've got guns. They've got camo. They've got badges. They've got uniforms. People are going to do whatever it is that they're told to do. So the only way we would know for sure it wasn't consent, rather than purely speculating, which is what John was asking us to do and what you apparently are doing, Mark, is by just jumping to a conclusion. The way we would know that it wasn't consent was if there was someone with a video camera there. Or even later on, if one of those six people were to come out and say, you know, that was me, that was my house, and here's what happened.
I'd love to hear
that story.
Here are the
reasons why this was happening the way it was.
But I don't think any reasonable person can look at this and say that there's any kind of consent whatsoever. I'd love to hear that video that you're talking about, but it seems to me the only option these people had was either answering the door or not.
Well, I get, besides the point of whether consent was given or not, I mean, let's say these folks with firearms and a badge went up to their house and said, get out of your house. And even if they said no, what if the retort was, well, you're going to leave or else kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So then that happened. But at least what we saw is that a neighbor filmed this and that other people are seeing this. Just like last year in Minnesota when the Minnesota National Guard was training in the suburbs and some people took pictures of these guys with rifles marching through the suburbs. You know, I mean, The fact is, I mean, to go back into the story you mentioned that we may get to soon about more people fearing the government than terrorists or mm-hmm. whatever, to me it begs the question, just who are the terrorists? And if people are seeing, hey, these are the people that are using terrorist threat to achieve political ends, which is the definition of terrorism, then that is one and the same. It is the U.S. government, that criminal organization, that is using threat or its force to get what they want. And as we continue, as people who don't want to blindly obey and grant allegiance to that corrupt institution, as we look out for each other and document things when, you know, maybe if I see my neighbor here is being marched out on the street with a firearm, the least I can do is document it to get it sure. in front of more eyes. And this, whoever, man or woman who filmed this, that's great. I mean, it's not going to be difficult for the so-claimed authorities to figure out who that was who made the video and mm-hmm. then maybe put them under a microscope. So the thing is, we got to, if you see something, someone doing something that you don't think right, no matter where they work, you got to point it out. And like you said, it would be nice for these folks who were marched out to step up and speak out, but they're probably scared, right?
Yeah.
But as more people conclude and start standing on their conscience, then we can work together to peacefully resolve this occupied latent threat that exists when these situations happen.
Yeah, there's no easy answer to what you do in that situation. I mean, I tend to agree that not going to the door is probably the best thing that you can do. But in certain circumstances, if they know you're there, then that could make things complicated, right? Because if in the case of some of our listeners that were in Watertown, they were out on the balcony of the second floor observing and recording video of what was going on when the police came into the yard. So it was obvious that someone was home. So then what do you do in that situation? Do you just still not go to the door and just ignore the police? Then what will they do in response to that? I mean, there's a lot of question marks here, and it's an uncomfortable, dangerous area.
Dangerous, yes, absolutely.
To be doing non-cooperation, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do non-cooperation, or at least try to do some level of non-cooperation, and or at the very least, ask them questions.
You don't think that these people asked any kind of questions, Ian?
What people? What people?
The people in this video.
I have no idea. The cameraman's across the street inside a house.
There are four. I mean,
for all I know, Mark, the cops showed up in their yard and said,
Everybody inside. Come out one at a time with your hands up.
No. They went in these people's houses. They were in their house okay. with machine guns pointed. They went in with them pointed. I have no reason to believe that they weren't marching these people out.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't see that part of the video, but I did see the part where they were coming out.
I think we would all agree that it's a less than optimal situation when there's people with badges coming around other folks' houses just, you know, under these a false positive is essentially what this is. Let's go around to every house and clear some houses or whatever and shake people down and you know, I don't know. I mean, I think we can these sorts of situations, unfortunately, I mean, I hope it's not what it takes to get people to wake up, but people are waking up.
It may be what it takes.
And, I hope folks start working together, but not even focusing on what happened at the scene, but what could be done afterwards. Like, maybe the folks with the badges involved, their names are on a report, and these folks can get it, and then there could be some ostracism done outside those people's houses or whatever. You know, to say, hey, these aren't just faceless cogs in this machine. These are individuals that are pointing firearms at other folks. Mm-hmm. For what reason? You know, not. I know if I took eight of my friends and went and ordered people out of a house with machine guns, I would
be
in the wrong.
You'd be a criminal gang.
Right, exactly. And once people conclude and realize that these folks with badges a lot of times are one and the same, you know, then they stop getting automatic, deference. They stop getting, people stop paying them. People stop jumping through their hoops.
And I'm glad that you brought up the definition of terrorism earlier. I did pull it up here from dictionary.com. The number one definition is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. I mean, nothing could better describe the actions of the state.
I think that it bears mentioning here where Osama bin Laden was pointing out sort of early on what some of the goals of their terrorism was. And one of them was essentially to take away the freedoms. You caused the United States government to take away the freedoms of the average citizen so that the average citizen would then rise up against the government. Well, so far they've been half correct. The terrorists have won. Because the government keeps on getting more tyrannical every time something happens. They can't do anything else. That's what they do.
So we'll talk more about what Americans are thinking about government these days. Coming up in hour number two, also we'll take your calls about whatever you'd like, 855-453. You can also join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. We're coming up.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.